I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. In some ways, Troy Coleman looks like your average cowboy. He's tall and wears an oversized hat, big boots, and a shiny belt buckle. But this Texan is anything but typical. Known on the music scene as Cowboy Troy, he's one of a handful of African-American country singers. His music is upbeat and entertaining, blending country, rock, rap, and Tejano influences.
Escuchen a la música. The beat is grooving, ya. Grooving with the record and secreto y la publica. It's the cowboy with the fresh genre. The groove kind of smooth. Make it wanna stick on ya.
In addition to his music career, Cowboy Troy is co-host of the reality TV show Nashville Star. The fifth season debuts tomorrow. Howdy.
Howdy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I don't get to say howdy much, so you got to forgive me for that. Did you grow up saying howdy?
I think the older I got, the more I said howdy.
So where did you grow up and what was it like?
Well, I spent my childhood in Fort Worth and then my teen years and high school years in Dallas, Texas. And it was kind of an interesting time for me. I spent a lot of time as a kid listening to Charlie Daniels and Jerry Reed and also listening to ZZ Top and Run DMC. So it was kind of a fun time for me and watching a lot of Hee Haw and Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, my goodness. So you've got a blender of pop culture references to go through.
Oh, of course. Of course. That part of Trivial Pursuit, I tend to win.
You get to run around wearing a huge cowboy hat and you're 6'5", and then you get to rap, sort of, in the country music world. How do people approach you when they see you and then they listen to your music?
Literally, man, you're crazy. That's pretty much what I get.
Tell me about your first gig. I mean, do you remember the first time you got up on stage?
Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, I was the opening act for the two opening acts at a club in Dallas that is no longer in existence. I got paid $25 for the 30-minute set, and the lights were still on because the bar backs and bartenders were getting the bar stocked for the show later on, the headliner. So I do remember that.
So who's your listening public?
For the most part, you know, my original target demographic were, you know, wrestling fans, NASCAR fans, people like myself who like not only those sports, but like, you know, country and like rock and like rap. If you go to any country bar in Texas, for the most part, the first, you know, 45 minutes of an hour, the DJ or the band is playing your traditional top 40 country songs. And then the last quarter of the hour, the DJ or the band will play rock, dance, or hip-hop or rap songs, and whenever those rap songs come on, the dance floor gets packed. So I know I'm not the only cowboy that likes hip-hop music.
Hip-hop, what's that?
Yes, hip-hop music is a blend of, you know, country, southern rock, and rap. You know, it's got fiddles, banjo, screaming rock guitars, and me running off at the mouth.
That's what they said. People say it's impossible, not probable, too radical. But I already been on the CMAs. Hell, Tim McGraw said he liked the change, and he likes the way my hiccup sounds and the way the crowd screams when I stomp the ground. I'm thinking black, clickety clack, and I make the train jump the track like that.
I play chicken with the train, play chicken with the train, train.
I have to ask this. How many black people show up at your shows?
I don't know. I have noticed that over the last couple of years there has been a darkening of the audience at our country shows, and I think that that has gotten to the point where, especially when I see emails posted or something like that where people are saying that they are starting to feel more comfortable coming to the shows because obviously there has been some sort of stereotype about country audiences, and it's, you know, semi-unfair, I think. You know, if you give people a chance, you know, I think they will surprise you in a good way.
And do you reach out to black audiences or you know, even like, what do your cousins say, you know, when they're like, oh yeah, my cousin's Cowboy Troy?
Well, my cousins usually get people who don't believe that we're related. They kind of like, man, can you come by my job? I'm like, no, man, I'm not coming by your job just to prove that we're related. But, you know, one of the tenets of my objective, you know, is to strive for connection regardless of complexion. You know, I try to reach out to anyone who's willing to listen. I don't necessarily make a conscious effort to, you know, target a particular ethnicity or anything like that. You know, if you have fun to the music, you know, to me, it doesn't really matter what you look like. You know, I'm more concerned about, are you into the music? Are you having a good time? are you good to your neighbor and good to your family, that kind of thing, you know.
And something else that has got to be very cool to you is Nashville Star, starting its fifth season tomorrow. You are returning as a co-host. And for those who haven't seen Nashville Star, tell us a little bit about the premise.
Nashville Star is where you have 10 finalists who are brought into Nashville to compete for the honor of being called the Nashville Star and to win a recording contract. And, you know, it's a contest show where each week contestants will display their varying skills for the American public to vote for them.
You get to be mean to them like Simon Cowell does on American Idol?
Actually, I'm not mean at all. My job is to make sure everybody has a good time and make sure the folks at home are entertained.
And what's next for you? Are you going to put out another album? Are you going to do more TV?
Well, I would say both. They decided to allow me to record another album, so my new album is just about done, and it should be out probably late spring, early summer, and hopefully do more television when I'm not touring.
Cowboy Troy, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Troy Coleman, otherwise known as Cowboy Troy, is the co-host of Nashville Star. The show starts its fifth season tomorrow on the USA Network.